18 after 6 from the United States. Harley Carnes, a very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Chris. Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Yes, don't worry. He shall return.
Okay.
Joe Biden is issuing an executive order against Russia in response to cyber attacks and election interference.
Yeah, he's throwing 10 Russian diplomats out of the country, and they're imposing sanctions against dozens of companies and people, I think 32 individuals and entities, accused of attempting to interfere in last year's presidential elections, and I think much more importantly, being part of the SolarWinds breach into the U.S., which, you know, managed to intrude, to infiltrate, if you will, in the cyber world, dozens of U.S. agencies and the federal government and so forth. So it's a big deal. But at the same time, they got to throw in some politics there and say, you know, Putin, you tried to help Donald Trump stay in office. But at the same time, they do acknowledge that there's no evidence that Russia or anyone else changed any votes or manipulated the election. But the cyber war is a real deal. And this is really their way of fighting it right now.
Yeah, we're copying it as well. I'd love the translated audio of the conversation between Putin and Biden. Wouldn't you, Harley?
I really would. I'd like all of the translated conversations between Putin and Biden and Russia and Biden and so forth over the last several years and see how they've changed.
Compulsive listening, I'd say. Now to the case of George Floyd. The defense has said that
the
police officer won't be giving testimony. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. Yeah. I mean, Chauvin did not take the stand, and they've rested their case. Now, it's interesting because, you know, it would have, you know, some of the reporters say, well, this would have been the first time Chauvin had a chance to publicly tell his side of the story. But this is a court case, and this is his future on the line. General thinking, and you know this as well as I do, that putting a defendant on the stand is that you just don't do that unless you absolutely have to.
It's risky.
If defense attorneys think they have planted reasonable doubt in the minds of some jurors, they'll be quite satisfied. And if they lose, they can appeal. Mm-hmm. But they will not have exposed their client to the risks of cross-examination by a skilled prosecutor. Mm-hmm. So the judge asked Derek Chauvin, is it your decision not to testify? He said, it is, Your Honor. And with that, they rested their case. The final arguments from both sides will be on Monday, and then the jury will get the case.
We may have a decision midweek, maybe at the end of the week, eh?
Oh, yeah. I think, well, you know, it's interesting. If they find him guilty, I think they'll do it quickly.
Yeah.
That's usually the way it works. If they wrestle about it back and forth, and it goes late into the week, then Chauvin could wind up either you know, acquitted or potentially, you know, found guilty of a lesser charge. So it'll be an interesting thing to watch, and the timing is going to be very key.
Yeah, very much. Let me ask you this, Holly. How boring can it be having to wait for a prescription?
Depends on who you are, I guess. I'd be pretty bored because there's nothing there to do, and they won't let you stand and read all the paperback novels. So a guy in North Carolina said, yeah, I'm out of here. I'm going next door. I'm going to go get myself a bottle of water, maybe a couple of lottery tickets. So Jack Walter went next door, and he got some scratch-off tickets, including what they call the double cash doubler there in North Carolina. And the ticket said, you're a winner. $200,000.
Oh, no. Oh.
I'm thinking if I get that, I don't need a prescription after that. I'm well.
Miraculously well. You're obsessed with lotteries, Harley. You are dead set obsessed with lotteries. Do you dream about winning one day?
Not only that, I almost never buy a ticket. I'm not obsessed with it. I just think it's pretty cool when somebody wins the big money.
Yeah, it sure is.
I mean, I wish I could, but, you know, I mean, the chances of winning are like $300 million against you. So, you know, I almost never buy a ticket. The only time I buy them is when they're going to be $300, $400, $500, $600 million. I say, okay, you know, I'll buy one now.
I'll just have $100,000. That'd do me, I tell you what.
Yeah, it would. It would be fine.
Yep. That bloke certainly made the most of lay time. Thank you, Harley. Much appreciated. Good to chat again.
Take care.
Harley Carnes out of the United States. 23 minutes after 6. Plenty happening from on this day in history. We'll talk about that right after this.